Welcome to the Running After 40 podcast, the podcast about all things related to running at 40 and beyond, produced by www.runningwithgrit.com. We help you stay physically healthy and emotionally strong at any running pace. I'm Sarah, your host, and a wife, a full-time working mom with three kids, three dogs, and a lifetime passion for running. Whether you are a veteran runner looking to maximize your times as a master runner, or a brand new jogger starting in your 40s, 50s, or any age, this podcast will be there for your journey. I want to share stories, secrets, and strategies for success. This includes mistakes and lessons learned, all related to running past age 40. Let's hit the play button together and hit the roads as runners with grit after age 40. Hi guys, welcome to episode 117 of the Running After Age 40 podcast. I'm Sarah, your host, and today's episode is going to be a seasonal check-in for your running goals. So a lot of times we focus on goal setting at the new year. If you're like me, you have all these goals and ambitions when the calendar changes over to the year. But what I found over time is you can also do the same thing for the seasons. And if you're already a runner, you do races, you probably already do some of this because you might train for a fall marathon or a spring marathon. But I think summer is approaching here in the US where I live. And summer is a time where training sometimes has to take a back seat for a lot of people. You might be busy. You might have finished your spring marathon. You're going on vacation. So things get a little bit wild in your life. And again, running tends to take a little bit of a back seat. And it might be due to the heat as well. And just not being able to get out at your normal time. You might have to switch it up a little bit and go earlier in the morning, later in the afternoon. So what I thought we would do today is a seasonal check-in. And this is really to throw some questions out at you to make you think about what you want to accomplish this summer. And it's not just the times or the amount of miles that you want to accomplish. It's also the way that you want to feel when you're getting your runs and your workouts in. So as we're talking through some of this, don't just, think about, the amount of times you're going to get out the door each week. We want to do that. We definitely want to do that. But I also want you to think about how you want to feel when you're getting those runs in before and after. So the first question before you can really dig into your summer training schedule is, what and where are you struggling right now? And I don't mean where, I'm struggling on the track, right? Or on that last turn. I don't mean that. Just where are you struggling the most in your fitness life right now? Is it getting the runs in? Be honest with yourself. Are you sleeping in too much? Are you staying up too late and not able to get up when the alarm gets off? Are you struggling because the demands of your work or your family are just so much that you can't put yourself first? Are you struggling because you've been injured? Are you struggling, with your nutrition and just can't get yourself to get on the clean eating, plan that you know that your body and you deserve? And when I say deserve, I mean you deserve it because you deserve to be putting in healthy food into your body. It's a machine. So where are you struggling right now? Maybe, you want to think about this regarding your actual training runs. If you feel like you're getting pretty consistent and you're, doing all of the things and it's going well, then even dig deeper and think, where am I struggling for my long run? Is it, at the end? Is it in the middle? Where specifically do I think that, I feel like I'm having the most problems? We can't get better and we can't solve things and level up if we don't really identify struggle. And a lot of times we talk so much about gratitude and finding the good, we forget to dig in a little bit and find where we are struggling and just be really honest with ourselves about areas for improvement. I would recommend writing these down. a lot of times, you know, people are listening to this podcast while you're running, and that's okay. So let your body, let your, you know, probably hit pause on this and let your mind wander and really think, where am I struggling in my life and my fitness right now? And when you get home, just jot them down and then pick, you know, the top two or three. I would not try to tackle any more than two, ideally, problems. And those could be, you know, maybe one nutrition and one related to your running or your workouts. And if you're struggling with injuries, then it's, you know, most likely going to be getting in the prehab and adding some strength training, and not just saying that, but specifically identifying exercises. So when you find your struggles, you're going to figure out who can help you and what is going to help you, and write it down. And then as you write it down, you know, ask yourself, is that specific? Is it action oriented? And is it actually something that I can do with a time, you know, allotted and a deadline? And that will really get you going for your seasonal, you know, changes and check-in. Okay. So the next thing is, this is a little bit of a different question than what are you struggling with? It's what's holding you back? And when I ask you that question and you ask yourself that question, think about the person that you want to be. A lot of you might be wanting to become a runner or become a faster runner or become a more consistent runner. Something's holding you back from it, most likely. If it's, you know, that you want to do a longer race, what's holding you back from that? That's a different question than the struggle. Sometimes it might be something small, and sometimes it might be something big. And the thing that's holding you back might actually be confidence, and it might be, you know, the lack of a support system. And so you've got to figure out what's holding you back, and then who and what can help you get past that barrier. And just like the struggle, if you don't figure out what is holding you back, these are bigger things. Typically, it can be small, but typically they're going to be bigger things, you know, and think of this one when I'm talking about what's holding you back. It might be someone in your life, and those can be tough things to come to terms with. It doesn't mean that you have to cut that person out of your life, but it does mean that you have to identify it and you have to understand it and you have to figure out what's holding you back from being the runner and the, you know, healthy person that you're meant to be. I also want you to think about, as seasons change, what went well? So, you know, in this case, as we're moving into summer, what went well for you this spring? Maybe you did a better job fueling before runs. You know, maybe you did a better job, you know, filling your bucket by only scrolling through, you know, positive influences with regard to nutrition and exercise on Instagram. You know, maybe you did a good job getting out of bed in the morning, you know, 50% of the time. I would consider that a huge win. Maybe you did a better job of finishing your runs as strong as you began. I don't know, but you've got to think of at least three things that have gone well in your running and your fitness and in your your nutrition. So exercise, you know, I'm considering that strength training, stretching, flexibility. Really try to figure out three things that have been going well in your running, in your exercise, and in your nutrition. You should be able to find one for each. And it might be something small. Like if your nutrition's been awful, well, did you eat any fruit? Because that is a win. So, you know, let's go for the wins. And then who can help you continue that? So if we can identify some things that are going well, and then figure out what would I have to do in order to continue this process, that's going to help you as well. And one more thing, as we switch seasons here and we start to transition over to summer. So I'm big on having a word for the year that really exemplifies who and what you want to accomplish that year. But you can do it during the seasons too. It's such a fresh start. And, you know, the year might not have gone the way that you want today, especially if you were injured or just, again, really stressed out at work. And, you know, you just turned off and snooze one too many times. So pick a word that you want to symbolize the runner in you for the summer of 2024. And as you're thinking about this word, think about how you want to feel. So if the word is going to be motivated, if it's going to be driven, it's going to be trust, if it's going to be influential, if it's going to be a goal seeker, you know, all these things, like what is that word going to make you feel inside? And write it down somewhere where you're making your decision whether or not to run that day. Maybe it's going to be right by your running shoes. Maybe it's going to be in your bathroom. You write it on your mirror with a dry erase marker, and it's the first thing that you see in the morning, or put it by your toothbrush, something like that, or by your smoothie maker. But figure out a word that is going to symbolize your training this summer and the runner that you want to be. So this was a short and sweet episode. This one is all about your seasonal check-in. You can do this either on a monthly basis or, again, you know, four times a year as we switch the seasons, and it will really up-level you and your running. Let me know what you think. You can always reach out to me at runningwithgrit@gmail.com. I appreciate each and every one of you getting out there and getting this done. I love hearing from you. I love that the Running After Age 40 community is so motivating and positive, and just love, the love for running just stretches from, I guess, from Iowa, where I live, to all around the globe. Thanks for listening to the Running After Age 40 podcast. If you like the show, please be sure to rate and give us a like in iTunes. Also, check out our website, www.runningwithgrit.com, for all things related to running over the age of 40. We have a special gift guide up for the holidays on the site, designed to share stocking stuffer ideas and gifts for runners at pretty much every price. Thanks for listening.